Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. You know, this sounds like a very, very complex case, but it's so simple. It's really, really simple. I can't even imagine how many days it took them at trial to paint this Hollywood scheme. But, yeah, we're talking about Schaefer Cox tonight, and we're speaking with Angela Clemons. And we're going to play a clip coming up right here for you to hear from Schaefer Cox himself.
You bet. And before we get into the clip, we are going to get to it soon. I wanted to remind you guys, he that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. When my wife talks about this Hollywood program, this production they put on during trial, Schaefer had a replica Sten machine gun. It did not work. They took another Sten machine gun that did work, and they put another Sten machine gun on video, played it in slow motion in front of the jury with the lights turned down low to make Schaefer seem like a dangerous militiaman into dangerous firearms. They had a grenade that exploded, and Schaefer did not have live grenades, nor did he use live grenades, nor did he ever own any live grenades. And yet they showed this slow motion video of live grenades exploding in front of the jury. We're going to talk about a little bit about Senator Ted Stevens, but I want you to hear from Schaefer himself. This is the video that my wife played to me as I was trying to go to sleep one night, and I was tired and I didn't want to listen to it. But when my wife played this video for me, my life has never been the same. And I'm glad that she did, because I got to meet a man that I consider an American hero. And he's stuck in a hellhole right now, and I pray that you help us and stand up for this man named Schaefer Cox, and we get him out of there. But if we can, Mr. Mike, can we play that clip of Schaefer Cox, 7 minutes from the Montana Solution speech?
My plan is to hide, to avoid, but if I get busted, if I get captured, I'm not going to do a Rambo, I'm going to do a Gandhi. If I get captured, I'm not going to do a Rambo, I'm going to do a Gandhi. If I get captured, I'm not going to do a Rambo, I'm going to do a Gandhi.
Okay, Schaefer, come on up. Let's go. Okay, this is Schaefer Cox. I'm going to let him introduce himself, okay? He does a better job of that. Here you go.
Let's all stand up and stretch a little bit, because I'm going to go for a long time. I was going to say stand up while you're clapping, but, you know, thought better of it. Okay, thanks. Where's Dean Porter? Oh, no. Let me see if I can open this. TSA might have messed it up, you know. I told him I wouldn't unlock this last time I went through security. And they said, why not? And I thought, oh, shoot, my Constitution's in there. So I had to open it up to show him why not. Anyway, you know, hey, we're going to hell in a freight train, you know. But it's okay to laugh about it a little bit here and there. And I want to talk about that for a second. Be real frank about that. I know why you guys are here. Okay? I know why you're here. And you know what? I've been traveling all over the country. And Alaska's my favorite place. We, a lot of people there show up. But we're all here for the same reason. It's because we know in our gut that something is horribly wrong. You don't have to be told. Nobody told you that something was wrong. You know, because you have a heart and a spirit and a mind that's perceptive to those things. And you got a sense, and you know when something bad is going on. And I don't know about you, but let me, well, I think I do know about you, but I'm going to tell you how I feel anyway. The way that I feel when I look around at this current debacle that we have and that's been building for years and years is I feel like there's just this huge power out there that's just incomprehensible even to think about influencing it, let alone stopping it. And all I want is just to be free and to respect other people and have them respect me and to be protected by the law and do what I want, you know, and have freedom. That's all I want. And I don't know how to argue that from all the nitty-gritty statutes and everything like that. And I don't understand all the ins and outs of this giant monster that's coming our way and bulldozing over our freedom. But I feel in my gut a resentment. And I think that you identify with this, that you shouldn't have to understand all that stuff. You shouldn't have to understand all that stuff. And though our rights are rights, and we shouldn't have to buy our rights with hassle. We shouldn't have to, you know, combat this giant monster with all this specialized knowledge and all this money and you know, win and get our rights. You know, you hear about these guys that fought the IRS or fought the ATF or anything like this, and they're like, yeah, I beat them. It took me 30 years and $17,000. And you're like, that sounds like a prison sentence. 30 years and $17,000. You know, who's the real winner here? You know, they got you. They just got you the other way. You know, you might have won, but you're dead right. That just makes me sick. And it makes a lot of people sick. And we know that our nation, you know, we feel that it's getting wobbly and it's worrying us. We see this looming power. We see these videos like we saw today that they can just lock you up for any reason without a phone call or nothing. You just disappear. And so we show up here. Why? Because we don't know what else to do. And what we get told so many times that feels like you got kicked in the teeth with a government-issued boot is all you can do is you can beg the tyrant to change. You can commit your life to a long, slow drudge uphill to try to reform this monster. And your heart just sinks. You're like, oh gosh, is that really the price of freedom? Is that our only chance? Is to try to go to Washington? What if I ran for office and I got elected? Then I could go there to Washington where I can't have a gun and try to be a good influence on tyranny. You know? And people think, oh, I just, you know, it just makes your heart sink. And we come to these meetings and we leave here with this list that goes down to the floor of things that you can do, you know? You keep begging them and you can keep kissing the ring and maybe they'll hear you if there's enough of us. Well, you know what? That doesn't really resonate with my spirit. And I can't really come out and say there's anything wrong with that stuff. But I tell you what, it doesn't make me jump out of my chair either. And I want to tell you, I'm really excited to tell you some pretty unconventional, but pretty cool stuff that we've been pioneering in Alaska.
My plan is to hide, to avoid, but if I get busted, if I get captured, I'm not going to do a Rambo, I'm going to do a Gandhi. If I get captured, I'm not going to do a Rambo, I'm going to do a Gandhi.
You heard it from Schaefer Cox there. That's 2 years of undercover taped recordings from the undercover informants, and he tells them that he's not going to do a Rambo, he's going to do a Gandhi. And that's what he said, and that's what he believed. He was not advocating violence in any way, shape, or form. My favorite quote from Schaefer is, liberty always wins because tyranny self-destructs. Right, Angela?
Well, let me just say, Aaron, that it's hard to understand fully the story of Schaefer Cox without understanding the story of Senator Ted Stevens. And there's a book that I want to recommend people read because it involves the same prosecutors. And it's called Not Guilty, The Unlawful Prosecution of United States Senator Ted Stevens by Rob Carey. And one of the prosecutors, when the spotlight got turned on him and they actually started to investigate the prosecutors who were using known perjured testimony, withholding exculpatory evidence, that's a Brady and Giglio violation, by the way. One of our United States Supreme Court justices said there is an epidemic of prosecutorial misconduct in this country, and he said it specifically in relation to withholding exculpatory evidence. It's the same thing they did to the Bundys, and it's the same thing they've done to Schaefer Cox. But when the spotlight was turned on the Department of Justice prosecutor Nick Marsh, and they started to investigate him, and instead of him becoming the hunter, he was now the hunted, he decided to commit suicide. He went down to his basement, he slit his wrist, and that wasn't enough to cause him to die, and then he ended up hanging himself. And his wife ended up finding him. Now, I don't wish that upon anybody. But these prosecutors are operating without any immunity. And they can't stand the light of day when it's pointed back on them. And Joseph Bottini worked with Nick Marsh. Joseph Bottini was the leader of the prosecution team. Not only with Senator Ted Stevens that got a false conviction, but he's the leader of the prosecution team with Schaefer Cox. And when it became known that Joseph Bottini was involved in all of these illegal, unethical actions as a prosecutor, prosecutorial misconduct, they pulled Joseph Bottini back in the shadows.
Yeah, he got a paid vacation, and all the guys around him got a bonus check because they had to try and bail him out.
That's the problem, is that none of these people are ever held accountable for the wickedness that they do. And the damage had already been done because Senator Ted Stevens did not win his reelection bid, and he would have won. He was one of the, if not the, longest-running United States Republican senator this country has ever had. And when they brought all these false charges on him and made a deal with a pedophile, an alleged pedophile named Bill Allen, and got him to testify against Senator Ted Stevens, it caused him to lose the election, which was their primary focus anyway. It's been said that Senator Ted Stevens would have never allowed Obamacare to come to the floor for a vote because he was the House Majority Whip, I believe, or something to that effect. So the DOJ set themselves up, along with the FBI, as being overlords of society, and they decided to take down Senator Ted Stevens. The only reason we have the overturning of the guilty verdict in Senator Ted Stevens' case is we have a whistleblower.
Please, please, everyone who's listening to my voice right now, say a prayer for whistleblowers to come forward, because we see case after case of these innocent prisoners, and whistleblowers seems to be one of the best and only, sometimes the case, only way to get justice in this system.
Amen. You know, Chad Joy was the whistleblower in the case of Senator Ted Stevens, and he brought justice to the situation. He brought a case where they had a false conviction. The judge recognized all the evilness that had happened in the case. And did they promote Chad Joy? Did he get a raise? Did he get some sort of reward for overturning this false conviction and helping save this terrible miscarriage of justice? No. Chad Joy gets kicked out of the FBI. Joseph Bottini maintains his job, gets a paid vacation. Stephen Scrocky maintains his job. And Yvonne Lamore, who lied during the trial at Schaefer's trial, she gets promoted to Alaska State Judge. See, that's what happens when you can lie really good and you can incarcerate innocent men. Your career advances within the FBI and the DOJ, and innocent men go to prison for 27 years. And if this doesn't make you upset, I don't know what does, but it really makes me upset. And there are some of us out here, like my wife and others, Angela, and we could go on with a whole lot of other names that are becoming aware of this, And we are going to force them to let Schaefer Cox go. It will happen, and God will get the glory. And we ain't going to shut up, and they will not be able to ignore us. But one of the topics I wanted to cover, not only the Senator Ted Stevens connection, but the CMU torture hellhole and the stories that we have heard out of these secret hellhole prisons. I'm talking about four-point shackling, where they tie both your arms and your legs to a concrete slab, and you stay there for over a 24-hour period. Imagine parts of your body starts itching. You have to go to the bathroom. But no, you're four-point shackled to a concrete slab. I want you to imagine where you're sleep-deprived and that a guard comes in and yells at you every 15 minutes, and you will not get any sleep whatsoever. And if they see you dozing off, it's called torture through sleep deprivation. Not to mention the pure and absolute torture of just being isolated for months on end with no communication or interaction with any other human being in the CMU hellhole prison. Temperature deviations, where the toilet water freezes and it becomes so hot that you can't stand on the concrete floor because it will burn your feet. Not to mention the terrible food and being threatened by Muslims that are also sharing the same space when you do get an hour out for the day. And all of the things that entails of interacting with a group of Muslims that are, you know, got fatwas on every Christian they meet.
I think there's 40 prisoners in the CMU at Terre Haute and 40 in the CMU in Marion. And I think there's only two Christians at Marion, and I'm not sure how many at Terre Haute, but the percentage is minuscule.
Yeah. You know, I believe these prisons were built specifically to put down or to silence some of the most charismatic people in this country, and they should be done away with. American people should rise up and tell Congress that, you know, this is intolerable, and this two prisons in Marion, Illinois, and Terre Haute, Indiana, they got to go. And you guys can't keep political prisoners without any transparency and have the wardens just pick and choose who they can communicate with and who they can't communicate with. Also, I believe I've heard from Angela that there were FOIA requests that were sent off to gather information about these CMU prisons, and the response came back, well, they're not government institutions, so we don't have to provide any information on the CMU prisons. Isn't that convenient? Isn't that just convenient for all the hell, you know, the John Brennans of the world, the director of the CIA, so he can carry out his torture experiments on these patriot political prisoners, and he don't have to give any FOIA responses. I'm telling you, we are in a war, and they are incarcerating and torturing and killing our brothers and sisters. And I say to hell with the FBI, and we'll get around to the CIA and the IRS and the DOJ and the BLM and the ATF at some point, but the FBI's got to go. And I just want you guys to ask, please remember Schaefer in your prayers, and please write him a letter. Let him know you care about him. If you want to donate a few bucks to his commissary and legal defense fund, I'm sure that will help, but we need to get this man out of there. And I'm sure he'll be a strong voice and advocate for other people that have been locked away in these hell holes as well. Anything you want to say, Aaron, or Angela, if you're on the phone as well?
I was going to also add that the CMUs are modeled after Mayo. I don't know if I'm saying that name right.
Yes, Mao.
Chinese guy, Mao.
Yes.
Yeah, Mao, Chinese thought reform. So they're meant to try to re-educate them through all kinds of means of control. And the FOIA requests that you mentioned, those were filed to find out who runs the CMUs, and they won't tell us. Nobody knows who actually runs them. We know they're run by someone different than the Federal Bureau of Prisons, because when Schaefer... The whole time he's been in prison, he's been in CMU. Do you have to take a break?
We're going to take a break, but just listen to what Angela said. The whole time Schaefer's been in prison, he's been in the CMU. We're going to continue to talk about Schaefer Cox when we get back, and we might even say a prayer on the air.
This is the most transparent administration in history. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Aaron and Rudy Davis. Today we're talking to Angela Clemens about the case of Schaefer Cox, our Christian political prisoner, our brother in bonds, and we're not forgetting him, with Hebrews 13:3. We're going to read some scripture here and say a little prayer. And we want to talk a little bit more about the CMUs, which everyone needs to look up. It stands for Communication Management Unit. And they're also known by the abbreviation CTU, Counterterrorism Unit, as if he would be a terrorist.
You know, Angela, you mentioned that the program that Schaefer is under in the CMU is, came from Mao. And this book that we have, Let Freedom Ring, edited by Matt Myers, on page 73, it does list 24 points of Chinese thought reform, and it specifically calls out Marion as the place where this was implemented first in the United States. And if you read these 24 points of Chinese thought reform, it is the most sadistic, torturous, only like a mind out of the loins of hell could come up with some of the things that they list in order to do to these prisoners to break their spirit, break their will, to get them to give up their faith and to submit to the state. It's all about making the prisoners submit. But I'm really glad you brought that up. And is there anything else you want to say about the conditions that Schaefer has had to endure while he's been in this hellhole?
Yeah, I was going to mention about Mao's. It's also those 24 points are on a blog, and they're also in Schaefer's book. And just to be subjected to the humiliation every single day is horrific. And they rub, you know, they rub it in that he's not able to be with his children, which is just horrific to even think about that. And they're not actually allowed to write about the conditions in the prison, or they'll be cut off from all communication. So we, you know, one thing you mentioned is that they can do the 4-point shackles for 24 hours. I have evidence from other places and people that have gotten out of the CMU that that goes on way longer than 24 hours. So it's just, it's so bad we can't even really know how bad it is. And one of the worst things, in my opinion, is, you know, he's been in this, other than 6 months of the whole time he's been incarcerated, he's been in CMU. And even when his family comes visit, with the exception of that 6 months, even when they come visit, they are always, he's always behind glass. So he can never touch any human being. He can never touch anyone. And to me, that is the most torturous, horrific thing. Even the prison is in Egypt. They will beat people's feet, but they will always let them hug their parents or hug their loved ones. It's just so beyond human torture. It's terrible.
That is so sad. Thank you for bringing that up. We appreciate you reminding us about that, that he hasn't been able to hold his children for 7 years other than that one time they were able to come down from Alaska to Illinois. And it cost them thousands of dollars. And he actually, we had a nice photo op that we've posted online for people to see. And it just must have, I think he wrote about that, and it was just gut-wrenching. It was so sad.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, even dogs and cats are treated better than these prisoners in the CMU, especially.
Yeah. Yeah, his parents were able to come visit, and they just have to sit behind glass. They can't even hug him. It's just terrible, terrible.
Yeah, he is absolutely enduring a incredible tribulation that's hard for us to even imagine in these secret hellhole prisons that most people don't even know exist. We're talking about it on the show tonight, but if you ask the average person on the street, they don't know what a CMU is. They've never even heard of it, and much less being 4-point shackled in one of these places by these satanic guards who probably, you know, are indoctrinated to get joy from. They've been told by the Southern Poverty Law Center that Schaefer is a dangerous terrorist and was trying to kill people, and so they probably feel some sort of justification in treating him as bad as they do. And for anybody that don't understand what 4-point shackling is, go find your a hard surface like your kitchen floor and just lay there with your legs and arms spread out for, try it for 15 minutes, and then imagine it going on for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Parts of your body start to itch. I mean, it's a very uncomfortable, and bruising starts to happen. It's a, it's incredibly, you know, just an intolerable situation. And to think that, you know, John Brennan, who was, you know, advocating for enhanced interrogation techniques on, you know, terrorists, that this is going right here on American soil with people like Schaefer Cox, should enrage all of us, that we just should absolutely put a stop to it. And the people that are doing this need to be held responsible. And maybe they need to be you know, sent to prison for a very long period of time, or whatever biblical punishment that it fits their crime. So.
Also, Deb Cochran is putting up the pardon petition. So there's 31 points that Schaefer wrote about. I'm going to try to get that on the blog. I know you guys read the letter on YouTube. I'll try to get that on a blog tomorrow, so that can, people can kind of choose which part they feel like they can do. So that will be, that will be nice to have anybody that wants to help to be able to help with that.
All right. Well, Angela, we got to go to a break, but I do ask the audience members to keep up with Schaefer Cox at freeschaefer.com. It's run and administered by Angela and others that help her out, and we praise God for her and the work she's doing to advocate for Schaefer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to Resurrect, the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Aaron and Rudy Davis from the Year of Jubilee website. We have a prison ministry down here in Texas, and tonight's call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Please call in with any questions that you might have about Schaefer Cox and how we can make noise and shine light. We'd love to hear some of your solutions and any successes that, you know, the Hammonds got out a couple weeks ago and everybody was praising God from coast to coast. So we'd love to have the same event for Schaefer Cox.
You know, one thing I want to share with everybody is that when it comes to the Hammonds, we need to ask ourselves, why did the president even have to pardon them to begin with? Well, the system is broken. That's why he had to pardon them, because nobody gets a fair trial. And if they can do this to a United States Senator, Ted Stevens, who has access to the best legal resources this country has to offer, the best legal resources in the world, if they can do it to United States Senator Ted Stevens, they can do it to anybody. And they did do it to Schaefer Cox. The only problem is Schaefer Cox is the son of a Baptist minister. And there was a long period of time where I never knew who Schaefer Cox was. And if I was to tell his name to anybody in Texas, that they had no clue who this man Schaefer Cox is. That's changing now. But the mainstream media did a very good job at silencing and suppressing his story. And so the mainstream media, matter of fact, there's an article that just recently came out talking about how the FBI has a relationship with Southern Poverty Law Center to demonize, you know, the targets that they feel like demonizing, such as Schaefer Cox and others. And so that's wrong, and that's another reason to dismantle and eradicate the FBI as an organization. But we're not going to be silent. We're going to continue to advocate for Schaefer Cox. I pray that you write Schaefer Cox a letter. He was all about solutions. When he gave his speech, he talked about solutions that worked, holding government officials, chaining them to the Constitution the way they were intended to be, limited government. He was a very strong advocate for the Second Amendment, the Federal Reserve, and we want to get him out of there. We don't expect anything from him. We just love him, and we want him to have his freedom to be with his family. If he wants to pick up the reins and begin a liberty movement, well, then praise God, we would support him. But if he just wants to, you know, go and live with his family away from all this mess, we would support him in that effort too. But I got a feeling, knowing Schaefer like we know Schaefer, that he's ready. And chomping at the bit to start a liberty firestorm across America. And he's exactly the kind of leader that America needs right now. But, Angela, if you're still on the phone, is there anything else that we have missed, any highlights? And if you want to call in to the end of the show, please feel free to dial in and tell us your Schaefer Cox story, 1-800-313-9443. But don't go thinking that this is something special to Schaefer Cox. If they can do it to Schaefer Cox, if they can do it to Senator Ted Stevens, they can do it to you and they can do it to me, and they will. And if we don't put a stop to it right now as an American people, we deserve what we get. We deserve the government that we allow them to transform into. And we should have had a revolution when Edward Snowden came out and informed us they were monitoring and spying on every one of us. But, Angela, I want to make sure you have time to say whatever you want to say, and we certainly appreciate you taking the time and advocating for your friend Schaefer, and we want to support you, and just so grateful that you have taken up this effort to do what you do for Schaefer. So anything you want us to know in the last few minutes or last half hour of the show?
I know nothing else comes to mind.
Nope.
Oh.
Well, very good.
If you want to chat in the box, for listeners out there, you can go to resurrecttherepublic.chatango.com. It's like a tango, but it's a chat. Chat tango. I love that.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that Schaefer Cox's case brings to light is not only a thought crime, but free speech. I mean, Schaefer was basically put in prison for the way he believed. There was no actions. There was no any evidence whatsoever that he was, you know, going to hurt anybody. And matter of fact, the opposite is true. They were trying to hurt him and kill him and threatening his life. So they just did not like the way that his thought system and belief system and how he was spreading that belief system all throughout America. So the fact they put Schaefer Cox in this hellhole prison for a thought crime should be reprehensible to all of us, but also free speech. And Schaefer did say some bold things, but so did the founders of this country. You know, if you guys remember the statement, the tree of liberty must be fertilized from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. You know, and so Schaefer would say things like that. And he was, you know, a true believer in limited government. And so what if that upsets anybody? And they went after his children with the CPS. They threatened to take away his children. Matter of fact, Schaefer went to one of the, I think it was the military bases, if I'm not mistaken. And he went to the military base and told them that he believed that the FBI was targeting him, and he asked for asylum. And yet, when he left the military base, one of the FBI agents told this military policeman named, I think his name was Stephen Gibson, he told him, well, when we go for Schaefer Cox's kid, that'll allow us to take care of the Schaefer Cox's problem. What he was implying is that Schaefer's going to resist with violence when we try to take his kid away, and we'll just shoot all three of them. We'll shoot his kid and Schaefer and his wife, and that'll end the Schaefer Cox problem. And that was testified to during the trial with military policeman Stephen Gibson. We have that as part of the trial documents. So we have other political prisoners that are also in prison because of free speech. And I'm reminded of Bryce Matthew Cuellar, who made one YouTube video, and he had a YouTube channel with over 200 million viewers. So he was popular in his own right.
otherwise known as Fisher of Men Channel. He was taken down and he was shadow banned for years and years and years and years. Every time they took him down, after he got millions of subscribers, he would just build it up again. He would build his channel over and over, and he never gave up, and he'll do it again.
He'll do it again. But you know where Bryce Matthew Cuellar is right now for making one YouTube video saying he would use his firearms to defend himself in the event of a civil war? And there's nothing wrong with saying that. He's in a maximum security prison in Nevada. And he's yet another example where someone got incredibly popular, putting out a message of limited government, and going back to the foundational beliefs of this country, and they targeted Bryce Matthew Cuellar, and now he's in a maximum security prison. But if I compare that to what others have done, for instance, I don't know if you guys are aware, but Bob Beckel on Fox News made the statement on Fox News about Julian Assange. Bob Beckel said, "I don't believe in the death penalty, so I just think we should illegally shoot."
Beep.
Illegally shoot,
beep,
illegally shoot, hold on, illegally shoot, I'm not going to say it, illegally shoot the SOB. That's what Bob Beckel said.
That's Ronald Reagan's son.
No, that's Bob Beckel. I haven't got the...
Right.
So let me go to Michael Reagan, who is Ronald Reagan's adopted son. Michael Reagan said on his popular radio program that Mark Dice is passing out flyers to our troops to indicate... or to notify them or to alert them that 9/11 was an inside job and that they should be aware of the type of government that they're fighting for. And Michael Reagan came out on his program and said that Mark Dice should be put in front of a firing squad and shot until killed.
Yeah, there's obviously two sets of laws here because Bryce didn't pick any particular person. He just said sodomites and... Satanists.
And so here we have two popular men that's protected by the establishment who says much worse things than Bryce Cuellar ever said. And yet Bryce Cuellar, who doesn't have the financial resources, ends up in a maximum security prison because Interpol called the Las Vegas Police Department and reported a Christian terrorist on the verge of a mass shooting, which is absolutely ludicrous. So we do have two sets of laws, and we have a group of people in this country, black-robed prosecutors, you may call them judges, and Department of Justice employees and the FBI that operate above and outside the law. And they actually think people like Schaefer Cox and Bryce Cuellar should be put in prison for their belief system. And you heard Angela at the beginning of this program that Schaefer is, listen to these two words very carefully because these two words were in the trial transcript. Schaefer is beyond rehabilitation. Do you know why they said that about Schaefer? Because he believes God's law is above man's law. And so we don't believe Schaefer is beyond rehabilitation. As a matter of fact, I hope you'll join me in saying that God's law is above man's law. And we're going to continue to advocate for Schaefer. We're going to continue to put out the message that we're not going to tolerate him being in prison. And when his resentencing comes around on January the 14th, our elected leaders better deal with this situation. They better let him go. I believe they'll be facing the wrath of God Almighty. The Bible does say, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord," but none of us are going anywhere. And Schaefer's story is becoming well known to people all across this country thanks to the hard work of his supporters. Angela is a great supporter, and we're so grateful for all the hard work that she's done, but it is catching on. And you can see his story catching fire all over this country with people like Larry Pratt, Pastor Wiley Drake, Sheila Zielinski, John B. Wells, Joyce Riley, God rest her soul, who's passed away, and Ammon Bundy, and some of the Bundy supporters, Kelly Stewart, Gavin Syme, John Lamb, and others who have spoken up for Schaefer and will continue to do so. And you put our voices together, and it's a powerful voice. You know, the Bible gives us the recipe for unity. We may all have our differences, and that's just fine. But the Bible says, if Christ be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. And that's how we get unity, as we lift up Christ. If we're not giving Christ the glory, it's all vanity anyway. Is there anything you want to say, Aaron, about... Yes, Angela.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say the thing to point out is that there is nothing to rehabilitate in Schaefer. He's a man of truth, so the statement was just kind of bogus anyway, made no sense because there's nothing to rehabilitate.
You know what I mean? I like Schaefer just the way he is. I don't want him to. Yeah, right. Amen.
And the other thing I was thinking of when you were talking is, you're right. They did try to kill him, and it was the arrest video. I think it was the arrest video, and the FBI gave the FBI informant an unmarked gun and told them to throw it in Schaefer's lap, and then for him to get under the car because that would give them a reason to shoot Schaefer if they threw it in his lap. So while they were sitting there waiting for the arrest, out of the middle of nowhere there with the warehouses all around, a Baptist pastor walked up to the car, and they weren't expecting that, of course. So he said, "Hey, why are there guys close by with machine guns?" And it kind of ruined the whole plan that they seemed to have to murder Schaefer at that time. So,
God. That's a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, I think God intervenes in the affairs of man many times. I think he saved the life of Schaefer Cox. He saved the life of Jeffrey Winehouse. Yep. And I think God has a bigger plan in action here regarding these political prisoners. And he's given us the opportunity to do the right thing. Right, he's given us the opportunity to stand up and be the voice for the voiceless, and I pray that those who hear this message, that you will look into the case of Schaefer Cox, and you will begin to speak out for this innocent man who was trying to speak up and do what's right for America. But go ahead, Aaron.
I want to remind everyone that the fastest way to change all these ridiculous laws is when you're called for jury duty, show up and vote not guilty, because in future cases, the judges and the prosecutors will be reluctant to bring up charges that are frivolous that nobody's going to vote guilty on.
Yeah.
That's FIJA.org, Fully Informed Jury Association. You got to find out what that's all about before it's too late.
Amen. The last line of peaceful defense between a tyrannical government and the defendant is jury nullification. There's a book that we recommend that everyone read regarding the FBI. It's called The Terror Factory, Exposing the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism. And that's exactly what they did to Schaefer. But we need to expose the FBI and the tactics that they're using as they set themselves up as overlords of society to take out charismatic leaders like Schaefer. But in any event, I do pray that people look into that book and speak out. I mean, your voice can be incredibly powerful. And that's what we must do as Christians and as Americans if we're going to restore righteousness to this country. And so I ask and I do put forward the idea that we've got to stand up for Schaefer and get him out of that hellhole. And we've got to call out the evildoers by name. One of the things that they did in the trial is there was a so-called smoking gun where Schaefer met with the FBI informant Bill Fulton to discuss supposedly murdering these judges and kidnapping them and things like that. But, oh, by the way, this particular audio, they said that they didn't feel like it was captured in the appropriate way and legally, so they asked the FBI informant to destroy it. That is ridiculous. And guess what? We've just recently, in the last 2 months, interviewed a man by the name of Jeremy Baker, I believe, and he said he was there at that meeting, and it was not Schaefer's idea to murder and to kidnap judges. It was the FBI informant's idea, Bill Fulton, and that was testimony that he allowed us to record and put his recording of that event out on the internet. And so we have an eyewitness that was blockbuster eyewitness, Jeremy Baker, who was there at the meeting and said it was nothing like it was reported by the FBI informant. It was exactly the opposite. And what are the odds that the recording that they have, we know they had it. We know they had the recording. There's no doubt about it whatsoever that the DOJ asked the FBI informant to destroy that particular recording. Well, you know why they asked the FBI informant to destroy that particular recording? It's because it would have showed Schaefer was refuting and revoking the ideas of violence that was being put forward by the FBI informant. And so that's how the FBI operates. I can't say enough negative things about how they try to entrap people, and it's become a normal modus operandi. You guys need to become familiar with the phrase misprision of a felony. And if anybody comes to your circle of friends and they start talking about kidnapping judges, murdering judges, guaranteed it's an FBI agent, and you need to say the phrase, I'm not in agreement. God will take care of them, and God is taking care of them. We already have the victory. But Schaefer will be set free, God will get the glory, and these evil bastards that have set up and entrapped our friend will get justice. And their big paychecks, they think they've advanced their own career and advanced themselves in the system. But the establishment will come down. The FBI is being exposed all around us. Just recently, Time Magazine put out a cover magazine that said the FBI is in crisis. It's worse than you think. And we're seeing the FBI exposed with the testimony of Peter Strzok. Just look at that man and look at his attitude.
Creepy.
I'm telling you, he's not just one in a bad barrel. The few bad apples spoil the whole bunch. He was at the top of the bunch. And that's exactly the way the whole FBI has been tainted and spoiled. And so I believe the FBI has become an enemy of the American people. They should be eradicated and disbanded. And we should set the people that they have entrapped and imprisoned free. And Schaefer Cox is one of those people. And he should be at the top of the list. And so we're going to continue to advocate for men like Schaefer Cox. And I pray that you join us. And I pray that you look into this case. And we're not asking you to take our word for it. But what we are asking you is not just to believe the Southern Poverty Law Center. Look into the case. Read the transcripts. Look at the behavior of the FBI informants. Look at how they threatened Schaefer's life. Look at how they provoked him and prodded him over and over again. Look at the types of men that the FBI informants were. They ran drugs for Hell's Angels. They were lifelong criminals. The one FBI informant testified that he expected to make $300,000 for the work that he had done setting up and entrapping Schaefer Cox. We call him the $300,000 whore. The other guy has wrote a book trying to advance himself, bragging about how he met with another FBI informant and sold a firearm. One FBI informant met with a second FBI informant, and they exchanged a firearm. The whole thing was set up and done by the FBI, and they tried to blame it on Schaefer. What's that got to do with Schaefer? Let's imagine FBI informant A meets FBI informant B in a hotel room, and then you got one FBI informant writing a book about how dangerous the situation is. There's not even a real person in the whole room. The whole room is filled with FBI agents playing make-believe, pretend, and we got Schaefer Cox sitting in a hellhole prison while they write books about how brave they are and trying to advance their career and make money off entrapping our brothers and sisters. Well, I, for one, am not going to tolerate it. I, for one, am going to appeal to our Father in heaven to intervene in this situation, and just like the angel broke Paul out of prison, I'm going to appeal that God break Schaefer out of prison. And that I don't think God needs to worry too much about these rules and regulations. And I don't think this warden who tries to ban Angela, he tries to ban my wife, he tries to ban me from communicating with Schaefer, that's not going to last very long. We're not in third grade anymore, and we don't need a teacher to tell us who we can pass notes to from one person to another. If Schaefer wants to communicate with my wife, Erin, or Angela, or me, he should have the right to communicate with us. And what would it matter if he's really guilty? It only matters if he's innocent and he's putting out messages of truth and we're helping him get his message out and people are starting to believe him. That's when it starts to matter, and that's when they have to shut him up. But we got some people on the outside that are not going to shut up, and we're not going to be silent about it.
Nope, we're Gideon's army, and we're going to make noise and we're going to shine a lot of light.
You know, there's a verse I want to remind you guys, and I think that we all need to take this under consideration. I think it's James 4:17. It says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. As you say your prayers tonight, if you're within the sound of my voice, remember that Schaefer Cox is in a 7x9 concrete cell. He's been there for 7 years. He's been through absolute hell. He hasn't. His daughter was born just before they threw him in prison. I want you to remember Schaefer in your prayers, and I want you to be the nerve that moves the muscle in the arm of God. And I want people across this country to stand up and to boldly proclaim, our Christian brother Schaefer Cox will not spend any more time in your hellhole prison. We want that prison torn down. We want the people who run it to be lose their jobs and to be brought before trial and given their due process. And once they're convicted, they can go to a proper prison once we tear down Terre Haute, Indiana, and Marion, Illinois.
Right, Angela?
Rudy?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Is it okay if I say a prayer?
Please do, Angela. I think our commercial break is, so please do. Please do.
There is a commercial?
It's coming up, but I think you got a minute or two.
Okay.
You got 2 minutes, Angela.
Lord Jesus. Okay, Lord Jesus, we come before you, and God, I just pray that everyone who hears this will be touched by your love and that you would draw them closer to your truth and give them new revelations of your love and show them your kingdom of love and peace. And God, I pray for Schaefer tonight that you would set him free, Lord. And in the meantime, that you would send ministering angels to guard him and to guard his heart and his mind and his spirit, that you would fill the CMU with your angels and that you would use him mightily, God, as you are. And we just pray that he would know of your love today and every day, and that you would set him free. And Lord, I pray for your people and your remnant that they would rise up in truth, and that they would rise up in courage, and they would see that there's nothing to be afraid of, because you are our rock, and you are our refuge, and you are our strength, and you are our advocate. And I just lift up everyone who hears this. And Lord, I even pray that you would tear down the prisons, that you would let the people go, Lord. However you have to do that all across this country and all across this world. And I also pray, God, that you would let Schaefer's story be known, that you would send us someone to make a movie, and that you would let his story and so many others, that you would let his story be known to the world, God, that it would not be a secret, but that it would bring your light and your kingdom to so many hearts and so many people. And we just thank you, and I bless Aaron and Rudy and Kelly and Gavin and John and so many others, that you would guard their hearts and that you would use them mightily. And I just thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All glory to God. FreeSchaefer.com. Thank you, Angela, and thank you, everyone. Don't let this brother stay in prison another day without praying for him, and let's get him out of there. God bless.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.